NPR is preparing to celebrate its 40th anniversary. To kick things off, the network today released the long-awaited complete compendium of its fundraising announcements. The box set spans the entire history of NPR programming. Critic Tom Moon has this review.
This year, at the Public Media Underwriting Association competition, NPR took top honors for on-air sponsorship announcements. After winning the coveted Fundy Award, NPR's top brass decided to finally give in to public demand and make these radio gems available. The result is a comprehensive 20-CD collection that's like nothing else on the market.
Support for NPR comes from the Council for Core Values and the Corporation for Living Legacies, and from the Spearmint Association, promoting flavors when flavors are needed.
You might think that as a loyal listener, you've heard all of NPR's funding credits. You would be wrong. The collection includes an entire disc of rarities and outtakes.
Support for NPR comes from A La Neutrale, encouraging apolitical thinking on public policy through indifference. Hammer World. Excuse me, let me restrain myself. Hammer World, makers of humane tools for the home.
At long last, connoisseurs of these tastefully discreet acknowledgments can hear them as they were originally intended. They've been remastered in high-definition 27-bit audio.
Lasercast, makers of political think tanks for home or office.
That Lasercast. Voice, of course, is the legendary Arthur DeFacante. He's been reading the underwriting credits since May 3, 1971, when All Things Considered first went on the air.
NPR programs are supported by the new movie, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. By Kewful and Esser, makers of quality slide rules, helping today's students to become tomorrow's scientists.
Hearing these fleeting announcements, what you realize is that there's a true art to them. The inflections are just so, the timing utterly perfect. When necessary, DeFacante achieves a tone of Cronkitean severity. More often, he's the essence of a gentle soul, calling out the civic works of an agricultural conglomerate in soothing, comforting tones.
Support for NPR comes from Orion and Armstrong Seeds and Seedlings, planting ideas and artichokes. We bring the world to your plate.
The set represents a massive amount of work. Nothing in recent memory, not the Neil Young Archives Project or the 31-disc set of Daniel Shore commentaries, the Dutch years, 1940 to 1953, comes close. But this isn't merely entertainment. The Funding Announcements Collection serves as an almost complete oral history of corporate America.
NPR programs are supported by Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities, LLC, watching over your investments so you don't have to. And the Tourism Bureau of the German Democratic Republic. Come see us and stay a while.
The box set isn't perfect, of course. There's inevitably some repetition over the years. But hang in there. Because when you pay attention without the pesky distractions of the news and commentaries, you begin to appreciate these bits as the very bedrock of public radio. They slip past our consciousness, almost unnoticed, but they're always there, in the background, an ethereal, almost magical presence, connecting us to the true spirit of the endeavor.
That's critic Tom Moon. The CD boxed set is The Collected Underwriting Credits of NPR, Volumes 1 through 20. To hear and see Arthur DeFacante perform, go to our website, npr.org.